Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Panther Muscle Fit Podcast. Sorry about that. Today, I'd like to talk about diet when it comes to fitness, bodybuilding, training as a whole, even for calisthenics, if you will. I know that a lot of the studies are out about how to eat, what foods to choose, how to get in shape is one of the main things. Diet plans are everywhere, and it all depends on what diet plan you pick. Now, me personally, I don't believe in diets, and I've been that way for a very long time. I'm just really about what kind of food you eat, how it affects your body. It's the same token as saying how you train, how your body adapts to the exercises that you're moving. Now, when it comes to diet, it all depends on what kind of food you're putting in your body, how your body reacts to the foods that you're eating. How does your body adapt to what you're eating? Is it doing good? Is it doing bad? Let's take, for example. Okay, so a lot of foods that I eat a lot of the same foods year round. And that comes around to toast and jelly. I'm going to have potato chips with that. It's almost the same as saying I can't eat a sandwich without potato chips. And I think that potato chips go with almost every sandwich. And there's people out there that's like that can't eat a sandwich without potato chips being added. Now, when it comes to potato chips, okay, there's a lot of different type of potato chips out there. Now, when it comes to eating potato chips, there's ones with low sodium, of course, with reduced salt. And then you have chips also with no salt added at all. And which actually, in my opinion, tastes better than the ones that's loaded with salt. A good example is Lay's potato chips has a lot of salt on them, and they're still a really good potato chip, you know. But when it comes to Lay's, does have a version of low sodium, which is actually better than the one that, you know, has salt. And then you have Utz that has no salt added and tastes really good. You can even go to a supermarket, buy a store brand that has no salt at all. And those, in my opinion, taste very good, a lot much better than the ones that's loaded with salt. Now, one of my things to eating potato chips, you eat the low sodium, eat the low salt, no salt added on the chips, let me put it that way. I believe, now everybody's body is different before I get into this, and we all know that everyone's body functions differently. Now, low sodium and no salt tends to keep your waistline regulated. And I know some people that eat potato chips, you hear a lot of people say, even if I look at it, I gain weight, jokingly. But that's how they believe in their mind. If they look at that, they gain pounds. They can't, you know, eat that kind of food and things like that. Now, my whole philosophy, okay, that you can eat the foods that you want. Now, in my opinion, let me say that first before I get into anything else, because we got facts versus opinion. We all know how that goes in life today. In my opinion, if you eat the foods, you can eat the foods that you want, but you have to go by the mirror. Now, I know one of the biggest things that a lot of people do is go by counting macros on a daily basis with every meal. They weigh the food, that whole 9 yards with that. If you go by the mirror, I think, in my opinion, you'll be better off instead of counting macros. Now, I think there's nothing wrong with counting macros. There's people out there that need that discipline, that need to stay on track of how much food or calories or how many carbs they're getting, how much sugars and sodiums going into their body. It's hard to keep up with that unless you're very, you know, organized with that. Even if you're on the go, you have to calculate everything. There's people like that. I mean, there's apps out there, I've been told, that keeps all macros updated on what you're eating. Now, back to what I was saying before, you can eat the foods that you want only if you know that that food does not bother your digestive tract or your waistline in any way, shape, or form. Now, that's what me saying, like, if I was to eat sweet and sour chicken, okay? Sweet and sour chicken is a great food. Now, I don't eat the sauce with it. I don't like the taste of the sauce. Everyone has their preferences. Everyone has their taste with everything. Everyone's different. That's the same thing as me saying, I eat steak sandwiches, but I don't eat cheese on a steak sandwich. I don't eat cheese on hamburgers. You know, a lot of people in the country may think that everyone eats cheeseburgers, everyone eats cheese steaks. It doesn't work that way. Like, that's saying, like, everyone squats. You know, who doesn't do a squat? There's people out there that can't do squats. You know, they have limitations. They have certain injuries, or, as I said again, limitations that prevent them from doing a squat. You know, so you can't put everyone in one singular pocket and say that, oh, well, who doesn't do that? So sweet and sour chicken, I can eat to an extent. I can eat that for like an entire week and stay in shape. Now, you also, when you're eating these foods, you also want to keep your mind on that, hey, look in the mirror. How are you progressing when you eat this food? You also have to factor in how much water are you getting? What other foods or even drinks that you're consuming? Because you can eat the sweet and sour chicken and say, wow, this is doing great. But then you're eating something else in the same day, or you're drinking a certain juice. And the waistline is growing. It's starting to protrude a little bit. You know, the abs start going a bit. And you're starting to say, oh man, you know, it could be that sweet and sour chicken that's causing this. But actually, it may not be the sweet and sour chicken. Now, there's a lot of other factors that are going on when it comes to weight being added to the waistline. The abs may diminish a little bit. You know, your the conditioning may go, depending on your fitness goals. Like, you're putting in a lot of work, and things are not changing as fast as you may like them to be. Now, that does come with diet. I do believe that the whole 50-50 thing. I still believe highly in the 50-50, 50% diet, 50% training. And for people to say is that it's 80% diet and 20% training, 70% diet, 30% training. There's even, I've heard, as high as 90% and 10%. And I think it's a little insane. With the foods that you're eating, you have to keep an eye on the mirror. Now, the foods that you eat that don't bother your waistline, that don't bother your digestive system at all, those are the foods I would recommend that you can eat week long. You know, and then the foods that you know is going to bother your digestive tract in some shape or form, that may slow it down, that may put size on your waistline. Now, when I say or, it could be one or the other. You can eat this food and it doesn't bother your digestive system at all. And what I mean by that is it doesn't upset your stomach. Like, some people have a food that they just have to have, you know, and that they know that, oh man, you know, if I eat this food, it's going to bother my waistline in some way, or it's going to make me add pounds, but I love to eat it. You know, that's the food that you may want to eat once a week, every other week. That's my recommendation. I'm not recommending that you eat that food once a week, like every week, once a week. You can try that, okay? But if you know that it's going to put a little size on your waistline, that it's going to hinder your gains or your fitness goals in any kind of way that is going to slow things down, then you have to put in the extra work, of course. But that food you want to eat once a week. The foods that don't bother you at all, hey, eat them. You know, that's my whole philosophy on diet, because so many people in fitness today, a lot of coaches, a lot of trainers, I think tend to complicate diet so much that people get so confused on what to eat, how to do it, what time to eat their food, you know, how much of this should I be taking, and what food should I be cutting out, and what foods I should be eating. And one thing that the person who the coach or the trainer is helping out, one thing that you can do, people out there that's listening, you might want to know what foods bother you and what foods don't, to kind of give them an idea on how to go forward on helping you with a certain eating or diet schedule to help you out. Now, there's a lot of people out there today that don't know their body. They still don't know their body, even when it comes to training. You know, a lot of people don't, they eat certain foods and they just love it. And they know that, oh man, you know, I'm gaining these pounds. A lot of people may start complaining and you hear a lot of it. But I said, you know that this food's going to bother you. And you still eat it. You may not even tell that person that's trying to help you out, like making up a certain diet schedule or diet plan for you. And they don't know that. So if you're eating a certain food and you're like, you're not following the diet because you may get off the diet that they wrote up for you, and you go eat this food, and they may ask, like, what's going on? And they say, oh, I ate this and that, and then they may flip out or something like that. Hey, you got to stay on the diet. People make diet plans so difficult, man. They do. My whole philosophy, if it doesn't bother your stomach at all, if it doesn't add to your waistline, if it doesn't add pounds in the wrong areas, you know, eat it. You know, those are the foods that you can eat that you know won't bother your waistline, won't add pounds to unwanted areas. Those are the foods you can eat. The foods you can't eat is the foods that put that weight in the unwanted areas and slow down your fitness goals. You know, those are the foods that I said before you want to eat once a week. You can eat them every other week. If you can do it, I would even recommend you can do it once every week. Only if you keep an eye on it, if you regulate it. If you know that eating it once a week doesn't cause any problems like that, hey, you know that you got a good, everything's good. Everything's great right there, you know, nothing wrong. Smooth sailing. You know, so that's what I think that a lot of people make the mistake on, is that the whole diet plan thing and the whole fitness world, even it can be just the ordinary person. It ain't even got to be somebody who just, you know, the ordinary gym rat or someone just trying to get in shape. You know, it can be anybody, you know. And I mean, when it comes to just diet anywhere, like, people just make it so difficult. They make it so complicated when I think personally, in my opinion, that a diet is well regulated if the person just know the foods that bother them or the foods that help them excel. You know, like as I said before, it's the same as training. Same as training. The exercises that work, you want to keep. The exercise that don't work, you want to get rid of them. Don't do the exercise because it's like the latest trend and you know for a fact that it's not going to help you excel in your fitness goals. You're just doing it to be doing it. That's not the way to go. It's the same thing. It's the same thing with foods. If you're out with friends, if you're out with your peoples and everyone is ordering their food, and then they say, oh, well, somebody will see you order something, and then one of the first things they go and ask you, are you on a diet? You know, why are you ordering that? and say, hey, you know, that food bothers me. This food doesn't. This, you know, and not just to go anywhere and say, oh, I'm going to try this out. Well, you don't know until you eat it. So, but if you know that there's a certain ingredient, not even an ingredient, but you know there's a certain micro food in there that you know is going to bother you. That's saying like there's people out there that don't eat onions. There's people out there that don't like tomatoes. You know, if that has that in there, you know this certain food is going to add to your waistline. That's like eating pineapple. Like I can eat pineapple, but over time, pineapple is going to add to my waistline. I know this. You know, but pineapple is a really good food to help regulate your digestive tract. But at the same time, the food is going to add to your waistline over time. And I know this with pineapple. So if I'm getting ready for a competition, I will cut the pineapple out because I know what pineapple does. And that's what this podcast is all about. This episode here is knowing your body on what you eat. It's that simple. A lot of people just make diet so complicated when it's actually can be fairly easy to know. And it just takes trial and error. Also, it can take just, as I said, like trial and error. But you have the person that's making this diet up for you, even the nutritionist, you have to let them know what foods bother you and what foods don't. They may say, hey, did you eat this before? And how do you feel about eating that? And then on the same token, let me go into another thing here. Coaches and trainers, even nutritionists, people, when you're writing up a diet plan for someone, you know, eating good, everyone knows this, like eating good is expensive. It costs a lot of money. And there's a lot of coaches out there, even just people who are in the fitness that's, you know, won some shows and in really good shape. And some people may ask them, you know, what foods do you recommend I should eat? Once that goes into effect, when you ask that question, you're opening up the door for them to give you a recommendation on a diet plan. And people, the coaches and trainers I'm getting at here, when you guys make up a diet plan for someone, like a lot of these people that do that need to take in consideration that can this person that you're making this diet plan up for afford this plan that you're making for them? Can they afford the foods that you're putting down for them? Can they afford that? Because we know that eating good costs money. It's very expensive. I mean, even myself, I can eat like chicken and rice, but I know what foods work for my body, so I don't have to eat like chicken and rice every day. I don't have to stay on like a set diet. Like right now, what I'm eating, as I said before, eating almost every day is toast and jelly, you know, and probably once a week I'll get like some wings and rice, you know. Once a week I may get two like steak sandwiches, you know. That's because I know that steak sandwiches over time, red meat moves slow through your body. This is where you want to throw the fiber in. But also you want to have fiber just in your diet every day. That is a staple in a diet, is just having high fiber diet. You know, just to keep the whole system regulated. Or probiotics. Same thing, you know, you want to have your system regulated, and fiber is definitely a big one. And a lot of people don't know how much fiber they're getting in. There's people out there that don't even know what fiber is. Okay, and that's where that has to be taught, like how much fiber you're getting. Even look it up, you know, there's Google. You know, there's a lot of different facts. There's a lot of articles on fiber, even just certain foods, vitamins, you know. And a lot of people had to take in consideration that can this person afford this diet? And because you're at the market or wherever you buy shop for your groceries, your food from, you could be there every 3 days of the week spending. You know, just to stay in good shape with the food that you eat. And you can build a good physique on the cheap. You can. And that's where knowing your body on what you eat comes into account. You have to know. And this is just trial and error. You have to know. Like certain foods you eat as a kid, you may not eat anymore today because you don't like the taste of them. Your taste buds change. You know? And there's certain foods that you may eat today that you never tried before that you may love. But you know over time that it may add to your waistline. That's like me eating General Tso chicken. I know for a fact if I eat General Tso chicken more than 3 times a week that it's going to start adding to my waistline. Like General Tso chicken is something that I can eat maybe once a week. Even twice a week until it starts to work and, you know, starts putting unwanted size on my waistline a little bit, you know. And that's just how it goes, man. You know, you just have to know your body, trial and error when it comes to diet. You have to know. You had to meet that nutritionist, that coach halfway when it comes on the diet plan. Because they may look at you and say, all right, I'm gonna write up this diet plan for you. I'm gonna have you eat this kind of things. So when you see this kind of stuff on there, it may be the norm. You know, chicken, fish, rice, you know, potatoes. What else we got in there? You got your vegetables and things like that. You know, certain fruits they might throw in there. You know, but I mean, certain people can get away with things and certain people can't. You know, I'm one of those people that don't use genetics as an excuse, and I sure don't like to. Because I don't really bring genetics up in anything. Genetics I keep very dormant, like locked away in a chest somewhere, and just say, all right, we're not throwing genetics into this conversation. Because you don't hear about genetics anymore today like you heard them way back then. Like everyone talked about genetics when it came to just the training part. But they talk about genetics when it comes to diet. You know, because certain people, as I said, can get away with things and certain people can't. But I always think there is a way around something when it comes to fitness, when it comes to just diet. I believe there's a way. So that's all I have for today. Thank you for listening. More topics on the way. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Take care, everyone. Peace.